Welcome back. It's Friday Night Sports Talk with your host, Ray Bishop, on Urban Māori Radio Wātea, 6:03 a.m.
Kia ora whanau, nau mahu ki mai ki tēnei hōtaki ringi te Wātea, ono rau mātori te ereri, tēnei wā, tēnei hono rea māku anō, ki te kōrero pāna ki ngā tangata rongonui o te Kēmu Riki. Mr. Tāwera Nico joins us here on the show tonight. Brother, nā mihi o te wā, kia koe, mō tō time mai ki te kōrero kia mātou i tēnei wā.
Tēnā koe, he hoha, ka pai.
Bro, beautiful to have you. There's been some great league being played. You know, as we head into the 15th round last week. Trying to get your thoughts on the way that these couple Warriors have been playing of late, brother. How are you finding this season is going since we talked last?
Oh, mate, as I said, I think last time, right, mate, they've been very, very impressive, mate. But, you know, what's really impressed me, Ray, about that is that, you know, their all-round durability, their resilience in defence and probably their fitness, Ray, you know, in the past, you know, we would have seen halfway through the season they start dropping off things. But, you know, right across the park, the whole team has lifted their game. And I think, you know, if we look at one player in particular, Sean Johnson, mate, I think he's probably playing the best that he's ever played for many, many years, Ray, as you would agree. And I think, you know, just the leadership from Tohu Harris, the likes of Sean Johnson, you know, those guys there have really, really stepped up. And, you know, everyone within the team has been following them. So to say they're playing fantastic is an understatement. I think you know, they're starting to have that self-belief in themselves and being able to compete with the other teams and everybody doing their job, mate. So I think, you know, it's been outstanding. We're probably another 10 more games until the finals, and you know they're sitting pretty at the moment.
Yes, let's see. Looking at that ladder at the moment, you know they swapped places with the Raiders from last week. Really interesting. One of the things I guess is that I was really pleased about last week's performance. Like it took the Raiders with that almost 100%. You know, position and field position. And it took them 18 minutes to score on us, which is just like quite phenomenal. We didn't look stretched. We didn't look tired in that, under that amount of pressure, which is just, you know, really, really boding into the fact that they're really solid team defensively too, bro. When you hear guys like Blocker Roach and that, who was never really a big fan of the Warriors, just the way they speak about the Warriors now, there's a whole lot of respect in their in their talk about us.
Yeah, certainly is, Ray. I think, you know, the guys have realised that they're the real deal this year, you know, with Andrew Webster and the leadership team they've got there at the moment. You know, the boys have been really, really consistent. I think one of the great things about it is, you know, when you always listen to the coach, Andrew Webster, and Tohu Harris in the press conferences, they're talking about how they can improve and still be better. There's no excuses, you know, in the past. And, you know, as I said before, I've been really impressed with Sean Johnson. He's learned how to tackle again, Ray. You know what I mean? In the past couple of years. You know, and I think that's just really goes to show attitude is all about defence. And, you know, when you've got Sean Johnson getting up in the line and making, you know, one-on-one tackles where he's always targeted in the past, that wouldn't have been the case. But you can just see the spring in his step, how happy he is, you know, the smile on his face when he's playing. You know, just general around, all around, you know, happiness of what he's doing. So, you know, big ups to Sean. You know, he's happier being back at home. But I think one of the great things for me that I'm really pleased about, Ray, is that, you know, the Warriors stadium is packed out every week. How awesome is that to see, you know, the fans for all these years, and, you know, they've been the diehard fans. A lot have jumped on the bandwagon now, brother, but it's good to see. You know, a lot of other people have jumped on, but, you know, one of the key things for me is really actually seeing the Warriors supporters, you know, being able to watch their team play at that highest level. And, you know, just an example of that, as we talked about the Raiders game last week, not many teams go to Canberra and beat them the way that the Warriors did last week, mate. So, you know, in terms of attitude, when you talk about finals, when you talk about grand finals, when you talk about playing at that high level, defence wins finals, mate. And they were under attack for probably nearly 30 minutes of that first half, I think. Mm. And for them to come back and score a try, you know, with Dallin Watt and Lesniak just before half-time, I think that really broke the Raiders. And second half, the Warriors came out and blew them off the park. So, you know, being able to hang in there mentally and physically is good, but it just gives you a whole lot of self-confidence. So, you know, you know, there's still a few things to improve on for the guys, but you know, they're headed in the right direction, and they've got a lot of self-belief. So that's that confidence. You just see everybody's really confident about it, and even the young guy that did his debut, marking up against Croker last week, 300 games, and we had a young player there on debut for the Warriors, and mate, he didn't look out of place either. So you know, when you've got confidence and you've got young players coming through the grades, and that's one thing I really wanted to commend the Warriors on, really trying to get more of our young people from here up into that grade, which is a great start.
Just thinking about it too, Brave, that you know, that like you say, hard for any team to win at Canberra at their home field. An extra special game last week with Croker, you know, celebrating his 300th game. And I was listening to Chance talk about the build up to that, that there was no better honor for a player of his stature than to bring a game to them that would be deserved of his 300, and to shut them down in the manner in which they did, to go up to that score after Josh Papali'i got that the second try for them, you know, to put 30 points on them under the auspices of celebrating 300 games is probably the best way to honour the man, eh? You know, when you look at it outside of him winning, which would have been great, or scoring a try, to actually hold them and play them in the manner in which we did really show that where we're at, I suppose, which supports what you're saying about the stature and the mana of our team this year.
Oh, certainly is, mate. And like I said before, you know, you get a couple of wins, and the great thing about that, there's still a few players to come back for the Warriors too. Right, you know, as you know, we've got the likes of Timothy Martin and a couple of others that have been out injured, and you know, it'll be great to see a fully fit team going into the finals and having all their key players being able to play. So, you know, overall, I think they're in a really good position. You know, they've got a lot of confidence. Obviously, they've got Origin. There's a bye. I think they've got a bye this week, which they'll need, and just to recuperate and get everything sorted. But, you know, moving forward in terms of the next 4 or 5 weeks before they get into the finals, it'll be really interesting to see how they go. And I've just been really pleased with the effort. That's what it's all about, you know, consistently performing week in and week out. And if you can do that and have a really good, resolute defence, which they have had, you know, they'll go, because they can score points like they did last week, you know, 30 points on the Raiders. They just blew them off the park. So, you know, when you've got that confidence. And the other thing, Ray, I really want to make comment, they look so much fitter than they have been in the past. As I said before, they're not tired. You know, after you've defended for 2 or 3 sets of 6, usually they'll score a try, but you know, the Warriors are really resilient in their defence last week, and that's what really impressed me the most. And as I said before, Sean Dirk Johnson is, you know, I think he's learned how to tackle again, which has been fantastic for him, you know?
Yeah, well, he put that beautiful shot on Croker, I suppose. Oh, yeah. Nice way to celebrate his 300th. And then you've got those magical soft hands that Tohu displayed, that extra thread, isn't he, bro? Instead of going straight from dummy half to Sean or dummy half to Metcalf, when Tohu becomes a third or fourth option inside that space, and when he picks the right one, that soft hands for Ale to score his. You know, his first try in the NRL was just masterful, really. Because there's threats. It's just nice to have so many threats across the across those running lines.
Oh, it certainly is. And you know, Tohu's been around for a long time, and he's, you know, got the experience and the knowledge. But so, you know, just having those sort of players being able to, you know, ball play. And if you look at all the good teams now, the likes of South, you have the Cameron Murrays. You know, at the Roosters, you've got Victor Radley. You know, at the Melbourne Storm, you've got the likes of Harry Grant and Christian Welsh ball playing in that first line, and just having different options. And, you know, when you've got big guys like Adam Fanua-Blake and also Tohu Harris going to the line with good footwork, it just really puts the defensive line in two minds. And, you know, like we said, Tom Ali, he couldn't believe it, not a hand laid on him. He just walked straight through. And, you know, Adam Fanua-Blake's done that a couple of times this year. So, you know, the big guys with some good footwork at the line really puts that defensive line in two minds. And, you know, if they just keep on doing the basics and improving on, you know, completing their sets, they're going to be really hard to beat come semi-final time.
Hey, what are your thoughts on, so we had, you know, we, in, at two different times throughout the game. We lose a player to the sin bin. First and foremost, is it just accident or tackle tech that needs to be looked at? But we don't seem to be stressed when we're down to 12 players. We scored, our first try with that incredible, with the incredible put down. But then the other time when the other player goes off, we're still very resilient with only 12 players on the field, bro.
Yeah, well, maybe they should play with 12 players all the time so they get used to it, though, right? What do you think? But no, I don't think so. But no, once again, it's just really having that self-belief in yourselves and the guy next to you. That's what defense is all about, Getting that attitude right, doesn't matter. Leave the outside, just cover the inside, and then you can push and slide out. And, when you think about that stuff, like you said, it just comes down to attitude and confidence and self-belief. You know what I mean? Because I think for that first half, nearly 20 minutes, they were attacking the Raiders and they just really couldn't get over that line, in terms of that stuff. So, and put that down to the talk, the confidence, the fitness, the resilience. It's all those things. But, for me, it's all about the attitude and defence and their fitness because, you've got to be fit to maintain that and repulse a good attacking team like the Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely. Your thoughts? Can I cast your thoughts over to the state of O? How did you find game one, and how do you think game two will go next week?
Yeah, no, that's another big one, mate. Well, I heard today that Latrell Mitchell's been ruled out of the Blues side. So luckily I'm a Queensland supporter. Always have been, always will be. Maroon's hard, but I think if you go back to the first game, the Blues had that match, But once again, it's a never say die attitude of the Queenslanders. Mm. They've got that resolute self belief. And once again, I think with the likes of Billy Slater, all the top players that they've got, Ben Hunter, Harry Grant, the halves and that controlling the game, DCE, and they've got some great finishers in terms of that. So you can never. But I think with the Blues, they just seem to second guess and being a lot less confident in themselves. You've got to play for 80 minutes against the Maroons. You can't play for 60 minutes and that last 12 minutes. And once again, they had a couple of sin bins. The Maroons last time they scored with guys that were off the field in the sin bin. You know what I mean? So, when you think about that, and, for many, many years, it's always going to be very tough. But I think for the Blues to go up there in the cauldron at Suncorp Stadium and try and win game two to keep the series alive is going to be a tough ask because Latrell Mitchell's out now, I think. So he's a big miss for the New South Wales side, but Crichton comes in. The hooker's, Api Coruscant's gone. I thought he was one of their best players in the first game. So it's going to be tough for Damien Cook coming in for New South Wales. But all the games, they're won through the middle of the park. And then I just think Queensland might have too much firepower and too much belief at home.
Well, I shouldn't have really asked you that, bro, because my Blues, I was just watching TikTok, and I saw that they made all these beautiful TikTok movies that Latrell is back, and you look at him bowling everybody over and scoring tries, and then you just go and break my heart just like that, bro, and because he was,
sorry, bro.
No, it's all good, bro. He was like the only option that we've got. Like you say, we're going to bring in Damien Cook and a few other guys, but I have to take my head up. I've had so many mates that it started out with me with the Blues, like going back the last 20 years, and I've had about four defects that they've changed their mind and they've gone to the Maroons, bro. But at the end of the day, like that first game. You just, there's no way you can't, even for me as a Blues fan, just go, man, those guys are, Maroons are something special, bro. There's something special when they can win in the manner in which they do. The Blues don't have that same heart. They don't have
exactly right. That's what I said. It's a never say die attitude. The Queenslanders are playing for something bigger than themselves. And when you have, that belief in that you're playing for all of Queensland, man, it's really hard to stop. And like you just said there, Ray, I don't think the Blues have that belief or, the understanding of why they're playing and who they're playing for because, in the past, it's, it is pretty tough for them.
Never mind. I can laugh and cry at the same time, bro. I can laugh and cry at the same time. Tawira, bro, I'm always honored when I talk to you, bro. The depth and breadth of your knowledge and the way you talk about league inspires me, bro. So thank you for always making yourself available to come and have a kōrero with us here on Radio Wāte. All the best to you and your whānau, bro, and we'll catch you up next time. Thank you so much.
Hey, kōnā, e hoa.
Okay, bro. Mauri ora. There you go, whānau. Ngā kupu o te rangatira, Tawira Nikau. Tino honore māku anō ki te kōrero pāna ki aia me ki te rongo ki tāna whakaaro o te kēmu riki. Ahakoa te kapa kikorangi. Ahakoa.
Seems strange, brother. Seems strange, you know, that those Blues, when they've got just about the whole test team in the Blues.
But as you said, they don't seem to have the same ownership. Talking about that for Carl, because like soon as they lost the game, you saw the battles going between like Brad Fiddler and Joey Johns and the guys that are involved in management. Oh my gosh. They start nitpicking, they start backstabbing each other, and it's like, oh geez, fellas, what are you doing, man? You fellas supposed to be tight, you know, get together and display the same manner that those Reds do.
I think it was also, you got your best daily in player sitting on the bench for 65, 70 minutes.
Interesting. Why he didn't pull him on, bro.
He got about, when he came on, he was just defending more than anything.
Yeah, and then he made an error. Because, I mean, you should... He's a superstar that needs to start. I'm not sure why you would do that. Why you would do that to him?
And then drop him this week for next week's game.
So strange, real, really strange. And I guess Anna, well, ko te rā tō kai, bro. Those are decisions you make. You got to sit. That's the bed that you made. So you got to sleep in it. So your fingers crossed. So to all the Blues fans out there, don't give up. Don't give up, but as Tawira said, you gotta come for 80 minutes when you're playing a Maroons team, which is really interesting. Okay, fine. We're going to take a wee little break. We're going to listen to a bit of a Waiata. Then on the other side of that, we'll come back and talk some more sport. I think we're going to catch up with Mr. Josh Cronfeld here on the Friday Night Sports Talk on Radio Wātea. No mai hoki mai, I te whati o te wā. Kia ora.